We knew Jim Rogers would be leaving Duke. He's 65. And state regulators made him promise to retire this year as part of a settlement to end the investigation into that surprise CEO switch when Duke merged with Progress. The North Carolina Utilities Commission said hiring a new CEO would, quote, restore the balance originally contemplated by the merger agreement. But Jim Rogers' replacement is not an outsider, and she doesn't come from the Progress side of the business either, notes UNC Charlotte's Peter Schwartz, who studies the electric industry.
This is about as close to a hand-picked successor as you could find out of the available candidates.
54-year-old Lynn Good has spent a decade working for Jim Rogers at Duke and its predecessor company. As Duke's first female CEO, Good will become one of the fewer than two dozen women running Fortune 500 firms. For the last 3 years, she's been Duke's CFO, making her the most visible executive with the company's investors, next to Rogers. She also played a key role in the Progress merger. The Duke board considered internal candidates with Progress Energy background, says Schwartz, but ended up going for continuity.
And I also think they decided that it perhaps would be less disruptive after what has been a pretty turbulent time.
In the last year, Duke has settled with North Carolina regulators investigating its merger, announced plans to retire rather than repair a damaged nuclear plant in Florida, and finished a new coal-fired plant in Indiana that has been mired in scandal and cost overruns. Duke spokesman Tom Williams says the board wanted to continue the momentum.
The board was unanimous. Everybody agreed that Lynn Good was the best choices CEO and president of company going forward.
That includes the board members who came over from Progress Energy. Good starts work as CEO of the nation's largest electric utility on July 1st. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.